Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, joined now by Stephen Mosier. He's the head of the Population Research Institute. He's an internationally recognized authority on China, and he's the author of an upcoming book, Bully of Asia, Why China's Dream is the New Threat to World Order. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
No, thanks for having me.
Yesterday the president gave a speech saying America is back. He kind of gave himself a quick report card. Give him an A. returning from Asia. And you wrote for Fox News yesterday that Trump represented the U.S. far better during his Asia trip than Obama ever did. Tell us about that.
Well, I think he behaved like what he in fact was. He behaved like the president of the United States, not a citizen of the world. And he behaved like the leader of the free world. And it seemed to me like the former president had sometimes trouble distinguishing between who our friends were and who our foes were around the world. I wrote Bully of Asia because people don't know that China declared war on us back in 1991. Deng Xiaoping, watching the collapse of the Soviet Union, said to his Politburo colleagues, there's a new Cold War between America and China. America won the first one with the Soviet Union. We're going to win the next one. That we all know. And that's been going on for 26 years. And I think Trump understands that. He went to Asia understanding that China was the focus of all of our problems. I mean, when we talk about an open and free Asia-Pacific, we're talking about China's attempted seizure of the South China Sea. We know our trade difficulties with China. And North Korea is really China. I mean, you have to understand. People have to understand North Korea wouldn't even exist if it weren't for China. And China props it up today with trade and also with a mutual security treaty. China has a mutual security treaty with North Korea guaranteeing its safety. If China gets serious about cutting off trade with North Korea and were to end its security treaty, I think Kim Jong-un would be out of power virtually overnight. So the key to everything is China. I think Trump kept his eye on the ball and brought home the bacon. I mean, he brought home $300+ billion in trade deals. I think Obama's best was $100 billion, so this is 3-1 Trump. He talked to our allies about increasing, you know, fair and equitable trade between nations. Look, it's not just China, of course. All of the Asian Pacific nations have been taking advantage of America's open and free market for a long time.
Do you believe the Xi regime continues to view the United States and China as in a Cold War? And did President Trump do anything to chip away at that, if so?
Well, I think it's very clear that that China under Xi, Trump calls Xi the king of China, and people thought, well, that's naive. But it's not, because Xi Jinping is the new Red Emperor. He has accumulated as much power in his hands as Mao Zedong did at his height. Xi controls the military, the army, the government. He has all these little committees that he's the head of. Everything in China runs now to Xi, and Trump saw that. You know, when in the art of the deal, you identify who your principal is on the other side, and you deal with him. She is the principal, and Trump is dealing with him, I think, very effectively. Yeah, I think Xi Jinping wants China to be the global superpower. It wants to replace the United States, and so they are carrying out a kind of economic warfare for us, with us in trade. They're trying to peel away our allies one by one in Asia, extend their sphere of influence. I think everywhere you look, you see this very competitive, this attitude, this willingness to break the rules for any gain for China, any loss for the United States.
There seems to be a genuine camaraderie between President Trump and the other leaders. They all seem to really like him. He got a lot of applause at different speeches. Why is it? Why do they seem to have such an affection for him?
Well, I think, first of all, our allies are certainly reassured that America is back in the region. America is committed to remaining in the Indo-Pacific. Indo-Pacific is a brilliant phrase, by the way, because it includes now India and Australia and Japan, South Korea. Our key allies in the region are now all working together, and we're all democracies, right? We all have regular elections. We all share the same values, the same democratic institutions, and so there's a natural camaraderie there. And they're all a little afraid of China. I mean, look, China has territorial disputes with India. It has territorial disputes with Japan, for example. It's claimed the South China Sea. That's territorial disputes with six different nations. So China is, as I call it, the bully of Asia. I think the Asian Pacific countries, the Indo-Pacific countries, know that the U.S. is there for trade, for openness. We don't make any territorial claims. We just work with people to maintain the current world order and the current open and free international system. China wants to change that system fundamentally, and that's not good for America. It's also not good for our allies in the region, and it's certainly not good for the Chinese people themselves. I mean, the less democratic China becomes, the more the Chinese people, we have to understand, themselves suffer.
Stephen Mosher, real quickly, in the last 30 seconds we have, did he score any points here, the president, on advancing China towards helping with North Korea, and what about with trade?
Oh, I think he put Xi Jinping on notice that he knows that Xi is the key to solving North Korea, and he is. There's no way we hear a lot about Russia.
Yes.
Russia doesn't want to buy, you know, North Korea's coal. Russia has a lot of energy already. So China is the key. The sixth party talks, which went on forever, are over.
Right.
And he's looking to Xi now for progress.
Stephen Mosher, thank you very much. Author of the book Bully of Asia, Why China's Dream is the New Threat to World Order. Breaking it down for us today. Appreciate that, Stephen.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.